That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, listeners, welcome to another episode of Work Party, the podcast. But before we dive into today's captivating discussion, I want to introduce you to our phenomenal sponsor, ClearStem Skincare. Are you tired of battling acne and longing for youthful, radiant skin? Well, prepare to be amazed because ClearStem Skincare is here to revolutionize your skincare routine. Picture this, a skincare brand that not only understands the root cause of acne, but also knows how to slow down the aging process. Yes, it's possible. And ClearStem Skincare is leading the way. Their anti-aging and acne-safe approach is a game changer. No more compromising between addressing breakouts and preventing premature aging. ClearStem Skincare offers products that are both effective and gentle on your skin. Plus, they've launched an incredible hormonal acne supplement that has taken the skincare world by storm. The results are mind-blowing, with testimonials and before and after transformations that speak volumes to the product. All right, now let's get to today's episode. Hey everyone, I'm Jacqueline Johnson, the founder of Create and Cultivate, and this is Work Party, a podcast for a new generation of women who are ditching the rule book and redefining the meaning of work on their own terms. In each episode, we bring in leading female entrepreneurs for real talk advice on the topics that matter most to the modern career woman. From hiring to mentorship to raising money and so much more, whether you are pivoting to a new industry, negotiating a raise, turning your side hustle into a full-time gig, or pitching your company to investors, we're giving you the tips and tricks you need to take your career to the next level. Are you ready to make some money moves? Well, welcome to Work Party, the podcast. Welcome back to another episode of Work Party, the podcast that's part work, part party. Work Party celebrates a new generation of women and femmes who are redefining the meaning of work on their own terms. Joining me on today's episode are Kaylee Christina and Danielle Gronich, co-founders of, did I say it wrong?
Yeah, no, you said it right. Excellent job.
Okay, I love it. Joining me on today's episode are Kaylee Christina and Danielle Gronich, co-founders of ClearStem Skincare, a revolutionary line of stem cell products targeting acne, anti-aging, and scarring that launched in 2017. Their use of 100% clean ingredients, free of pore cloggers, hormone disruptors, and toxins, has helped countless people with healthier skin, including the founders themselves. Kaylee, a certified holistic nutritionist, and Danielle, founder of San Diego Acne Clinic, are here to share how their own skincare journeys led them to ClearStem, the importance of building a community-based consumer packaged good brand, and how wellness plays a part in their business model. So welcome to the podcast, Kaylee and Danielle.
Thank you for having us on.
So happy to be here with you.
Yay! Well, I'm so excited to dive into your story. So let's go to the origin story first. So Kaylee, can you walk us through your own skincare journey and how that led you to Danielle at the San Diego Acne Clinic?
Absolutely. This is my favorite story because it's really the origin story of us and the relationship and everything that created ClearStem. So when I was in my mid-20s, completely out of the blue, my skin broke out with bright red cystic acne everywhere, like completely covering my face. And if you guys have a hard time picturing it, because when I was texting my parents and like calling them during this time, because they live across the country, they didn't believe me. They were like, oh, I'm sure it's fine. And then I sent a picture and they were like, oh my gosh. So the picture of my before and after is actually pinned to the top of our Instagram on ClearStem. So if you guys want to take a look at that to really see what we're referencing with this. But it had been a few months and I had recently gone off birth control. And it's like my whole body went haywire, covered. And at this point, I'm going to every single doctor, dermatologist, esthetician I can possibly find. I first go to my doctor and they were like, you have to go back on birth control. I was like, okay, but I don't want to. So,
why is that the option?
Like I was studying holistic nutrition at the time. I was so passionate about regulating my hormones naturally, like so excited about it. And I felt so defeated because I went to actually multiple doctors and they all told me I had to go back on birth control to, quote, balance my hormones. Hmm. I mean, we know by now, if you're listening to any of like the Wellness Dear Media podcast here, your podcast, we know by now that's not true.
Absolutely.
Synthetically controlling your hormones. So I just felt really lied to. I felt like I kept trying to fight for myself and what I wanted. And I just kept getting told birth control, birth control, birth control. And I'd been on it like for over 10 years. And so once, you know, it kind of got through that I wasn't going to do that, they were like, okay, let's put you on a couple rounds of antibiotics. Let's do antibiotics for about 3 months and then we'll check back in. It was like 3 months of antibiotics. And again, in school at this point for holistic nutrition, getting my second degree in this, it was like antibiotics completely wreck the immune system and your skin is directly related to your gut health, to your immune system. So I knew long term this wasn't going to help. And, you know, we now know that more antibiotics is a little more geared towards fungal acne, which is not what I was struggling with. And then I went to the dermatologist and they told me I had to go on Accutane. And I was actually so close to going on it. I really didn't want to. I was really priding myself personally and trying to take care of this holistically. But I had done every diet that's out there, like the AIP protocols, the elimination diets, everything. I had swapped out all of my skincare for clean skincare, what I thought was going to help with acne. We'll share later in this podcast. But actually, clean skincare has nothing to do with acne safe, even though we are also passionate about clean. So I was spending thousands of dollars on skincare products. I truly didn't think there was any other option at this point for me. It had been months and months and months, and it was getting worse. So right before I went on Accutane, because you have to like start the process for it, you have to get blood work done. It's about a 30-day process to get on Accutane. I one last Google search and I found San Diego Acne Clinic. And that's when I met Danielle and truly my whole life was changed. I'd love to have her pick up because it was really transformative when we met and everything I learned through her that wasn't even taught in any holistic nutrition courses, not taught a lot of Eastern or Western medicine, actually.
You know, I'm just having a moment of reflection and gratitude that I named my business San Diego Acne Clinic because I totally understood SEO.
Yes, totally.
And I didn't pick like Beauty by Danielle or some nonsense.
So glad. I wouldn't have found it. Like, truly, I wouldn't have found it.
I found it because I was new.
I love this founder meet cute. It's very fun. It's very fun.
Oh my gosh, I've never heard it called. I love that. It's our founder meet cute story.
Wait, I've heard that expression, but I don't know what that means.
So it's like in romantic comedies, like when they meet each other, like, oh, I bumped into him at the coffee shop, or like I dropped my
book.
Yeah, I dropped my seat. It's always the same. Someone's dropping something.
Yeah. So I Googled San Diego Acne Clinic.
You walked in. Showed up. And then...
And I was like, I'm keeping you, because she's like the cutest thing ever. And we just realized very quickly that we were cut from the same cloth, because I was on the other side of that same journey, that same struggle. So acne is genetic. It's heavily, heavily genetic. And then there's a ton of environmental triggers that determine how bad it's going to play out. I got the worst shit end of the stick, pardon my French, but it's grade 4 cystic acne on both sides of my family well into adulthood. So I never stood a chance. So I battled with my skin from high school, really, really bad in college, and well into my late 20s. And anything that inflames my body shows up as acne. Even now at my age, I'm almost 39. So it's just a lifelong thing for some of us. It had been the bane of my existence for years. And I had actually gone to school with the goal of becoming a dermatologist because I studied biology, genetics, immunology, cellular biology at length. And I absolutely love physiology, anything relating to the human systems. And I was going through the worst acne I have ever had in college. I'm talking face, chest, back, you name it. And I'm in these classes learning about the immune system. And then I go to my dermatologist appointment with a list of questions like, hey, I notice when I have alcohol, my skin flares up, or when I have these foods, it gets worse. Can you help me understand any of this? Nope. It was antibiotics, switching my birth control around a million times, spironolactone 3 or 4 different times, and then finally Accutane 3 separate times.
Wow.
And it still came right back. And at this point, I'm 29 when most people are, quote, growing out of it. And it still came right back after the third round of Accutane. So I was like, screw this. I'll figure it out myself. I was in the corporate world doing consulting at the time, but I enrolled in esthetician school at night just to get access to the information.
Yeah.
Like, I know I can figure this out. I just need those exact pieces of information. So that was the only place there was to go to get it. So I'm in esthetician school at night, and my future career unfolds before my eyes because I realized that treating acne was the medical profession I'd always wanted but didn't know existed. Because, you know, going through that struggle in college, doing all the work to become pre-med, I realized that our medical system was just a prescription writing machine, and I didn't want any part of that. I was super disenchanted with it. So it came full circle. I'm like 29, and I get to create like a medical career that is doing exactly what I want to do and helping people. So I created a protocol for treating acne that goes over your vitamins, what you're eating and when you're eating it, how hydrated you are before you have caffeine, what's in every single one of your products, and then other things that affect like cortisol and stress, things that never really even get discussed in a typical derm office. So I get to be the inverse of the dermatologist, essentially. And I met Kaylee, and we went through all of her triggers. We went through my protocol checklist. And the way that we do it, we spend about 90 minutes with someone to really go into all these details versus the typical 7 to 12 minute appointment at a traditional Western medicine office. So in that deep dive, we found like 11 or 12 different acne triggers, internal and external. The skin is affected by internal and external things. It's never just one thing. It is a combination of both. So there were a ton of pore clogging ingredients in her skincare, even though it was expensive, clean, quote unquote clean stuff. And then she was eating eggs every day, which eggs can be very problematic for people with acne because of the progesterone and the type of protein that's in them can be hard to digest. And then also her hair conditioner, and then just not exfoliating, actually, because those of us who are acne prone need more consistent, regular exfoliation. So a whole slew of, you know, different triggers that were going on that one by we eliminated them all right then and there, got her on a proper skincare routine, and then she had no acne within 2 months. It just got better every single day from then on. And then I did a strong scar reversal peel on her and got her on our stem cell scar reversal serum. And now her skin's perfect.
Amazing. But I love this so much because I do think it speaks to like a deeper issue that you've addressed, is that you go to the doctor, you're there for, who knows, 10, 15 minutes. You wait 3 hours and you're there for 10, 15 minutes.
Wait like 3 months for an appointment. Yeah.
3 months for an appointment, you're desperate 3 hours during when you that get there, time. 10 minutes in the office. And then, yeah, you're getting written these prescriptions. You don't know what they are. You're taking them because there's such an emotional piece, especially for acne. It's visible. It's on your face. It's on your skin. You just want solutions. So you're probably willing to do anything. And you guys really pushed through that, which is, you know, something that probably brought you together, is like, we're not going to take this as the answer, as the only anecdote. So you're treating her. She has this amazing experience. When does the conversation turn to, we should do a business together?
Well, I'd love that question. So I was actually formulating at that time a scar reversal serum for, I have a ton of different ethnic diversity in my clientele. So we call it the Fitzpatrick scale. And there, it depends on how dark your skin is naturally and how dark you're able to get. So my clients who are, say, Latina, Filipina, or an Indian skin, they scar incredibly easily. Not only from a small breakout will leave them a scar, but the things that you would do to get rid of scarring, like an aggressive chemical peel or a laser, something like that, that alone could scar them. So I knew we had to heal their scarring from a different angle by calming it down, infusing the skin with stem cells and giving it what it needed to repair. So I was formulating this product, and I had found a lab that believed in what I was doing, even though I was so small at the time. And I would get these lab samples back, because how it works is you create like a sketch of the formula that you know you want. You send benchmarks for viscosity and whatnot. And then they give you lab samples back and you test them and you go through like, you know, up to 5 to 10 iterations, getting the texture right, the scent right, all the good stuff. So I would give Kaylee the lab samples and we found a winner. And then I had another client who was an Amazon guy. He put it on Amazon. It blew up. People were like, I couldn't keep it in stock, basically.
Wow.
And then we were trying to name and pinpoint what this was that we had. And the funny thing was, is it was anti-aging and anti-acne, because it was getting rid of wrinkles as well. Anything that can get rid of scarring can also get rid of wrinkles, because you're just talking about cellular and collagen damage. The same things work on both. And we knew that we needed a line that was both anti-aging and anti-acne, because it doesn't exist, but people want both. So that's how ClearStem was born.
ClearStem Skincare has created a whole new category in skincare: anti-aging and acne safe, free of hormone disruptors. They've taken years of experience running the San Diego Acne Clinic and developed products that target the root cause of acne while slowing down the aging process. It's a win-win situation. And we all know the struggle. Acne products can dry and damage the skin, leading to premature aging. On the other hand, many anti-aging products can cause breakouts due to pore clogging fillers. ClearStem Skincare has cracked the code, offering effective solutions without compromising your skin's health. But that's not all. Last year, they launched the Mind Body Skin Hormonal Acne Supplement, and it took the world by storm. Not only is it a natural alternative to prescription acne treatments, but the results are simply mind-blowing. TikTok videos and before and after photos flooded social media, and people could not stop raving about it. With ClearStem Skincare, you'll receive more than just exceptional products. They provide invaluable education on acne triggers that you won't hear about in the dermatologist's office. And it's all about getting to the root cause of your acne and finding personalized solutions. So say goodbye to breakouts that persist into your 20s, 30s, 40s, and beyond. And here's the exciting part. Many users have reported significant skin transformations in less than 2 weeks. Now it's your turn to experience this firsthand. Head over to clearstemskincare.com and use code WORKPARTY for an exclusive 15% discount on your first order. Not sure where to start? Take their amazing quiz, which provides tailored product recommendations along with lifestyle and dietary advice for your specific skin needs. Get ready to unlock radiant, blemish-free skin you've always dreamed of with ClearStem Skincare. And remember, that's code WORKPARTY at clearstemskincare.com.
So you've come together, you start this company. What it sounds like you were kind of doing Amazon, like kind of doing things like as you were sort of building it. As you guys are growing together, how did you come together as, you know, obviously patient, doctor, essentially, and then, you know, business founder to founder? How did you have that conversation? And what did the first few months look like?
So at first, I'm doing all these testings with Danielle. She's getting the samples. She's sending them to me. I'm taking them home, testing, looking through. I was really passionate at the time about clean and non-toxic. So I was taking a look at the ingredient deck. I'm like, oh, can you ask the chemist if they can switch this out for something in this one? This is going to cause red flags in people who are really focused about clean. Mm. And so we were going back and forth on that. The same time I had a podcast for about 3 years and I had a blog. And so we had Danielle on. We were talking a lot about all of this. We were educating. I was writing on my blog a lot about the root causes of acne, and it was blowing up. Like, people had never heard of any of these acne triggers that we were talking about, and combining really Danielle's knowledge of acne triggers, my knowledge of holistic health, and what how that pairs into it, combining both of them and helping people was starting to become transformative just by providing this education. Even people in the holistic health space didn't even know about some of these nuances. Just for example, when you're taking excess amounts of vitamin D, zinc, B12, and biotin, all of those trigger acne in excess.
And those are, of course, everything women take.
Yes, exactly. And so it's all about the proper dosage. So there's all these things that weren't talked about. So I'm helping Danielle with that. I'm like sourcing bottles and labels. I'm filling them by hand at my house because Danielle's still working in the clinic 7 days a week.
Yeah.
I have like 12-hour days. Yeah, it was insane.
I had a full-time job, but I was working from home and traveling. So I had a lot more of a flexible day schedule. So I'm filling these bottles. I'm labeling them. I have a label maker plugged into my computer. We like had a makeshift website on Shopify. I'm like individually filling all these bottles for Amazon, filling them for our website. And we're kind of just... it's almost like a hobby. Like, we're just kind of doing it. And then I honestly can't remember how much time had passed, but it'd probably been a few months. And I remember telling Danielle, being like, I don't want to do my full-time job anymore. Like, I love this so much. Like, this is my dream. This is my vision with you. Like, there's something so big here. I could just feel it inside of me. And I was like, do you want to like officially do this together? Like, get a lawyer, sign papers, like, actually make this a real company and do it. And she was like, let's do it. So we sat down with the lawyer, we went through everything, we signed the paperwork, and we're like, let's just do it. But it was still kind of makeshift for about 2.5 years.
Yeah.
Like, it was just the two of us. We're still labeling all the bottles by hand, filling them by hand. Again, had that label maker plugged into my computer. If anyone on this podcast has had a small business where they have that, everyone has that same label maker that's plugged in. And it would literally, I have so much PTSD from it. It was possessed. It would go crazy. I would be like Googling how to fix it all the time. It was the bane of my existence.
Oh my God.
So
I
was
love so, that.
The day we didn't have to, we got a warehouse and I didn't have to do that. I was like, this is getting thrown. It was like the office.
It was like the office like space smashed it with a baseball bat.
That was literally
with like hardcore hip hop in the background.
What do they play? Like, it feels good to be a gangster.
They're
smashing it. That was literally me.
I love it.
But yeah, it was just the two of us for 2.5 years, just figuring it out as we went along. We did all like the social and literally everything for it.
Never do what we did, by the way. At least have a conversation about what the roles are going to be in the relationship.
We just,
Kaylee and I were like, okay, let's go.
We're just going to do everything.
And it, we're worked out beautifully for us, but that's not normal.
I was going to say, it can go either way, but I kind of love that. Like, I love, but you guys also had your own things kind of going on. You also had this, like, bonded experience. You also were, like, the perfect poster child for it. So there's so many layers to all the different things. And obviously, I think the fact that the business was driven by something that you're both so passionate about makes it easier to want to do everything, because you're let's just get it out in the world. This has changed my life. I want to change other people's life. So it makes sense that it worked out that way. But you guys bootstrapped the business from day one. So talk to us a little bit about bootstrapping the business, scaling, and then now where you are now versus where you were when you were first starting.
So I'm a big believer in everyone who's successful in business knows this, but margin is everything, right? Mm-hmm. You have to price your product accordingly to be able to afford marketing and to be able to afford not to pay yourself for quite some time and to pay for the unexpected. So you have to make sure that your COGS, your cost of goods, is as low as possible, but the quality is still there, and then add enough value to make the price point that perfect sweet spot of worth it and high enough. And so that's what we did, and that was why we were able to bootstrap. We reinvested all profits. We did everything ourselves. Like, Kaylee was literally filling everything in her kitchen for 2 years. We didn't even have a co-manufacturer. And I was making good money at my clinic and just working a ton. Didn't even have time to spend it. So I was just putting it all right back into the business. To this day, we've never taken outside funding. We've been bootstrapped this whole time.
It's amazing.
We've got a lot of investors, you know, in our orbit, kind of wanting to get in on this. And we might take on one strategically once we get to the point where it's just so big, we need that, you know, big partner. But yeah, we've bootstrapped this whole time.
Best position to be in. It's like I always say, it's the right time to raise money when you don't need it.
We get to do everything how we want it. I don't think for us it would be as fun if we had these like bosses looming over us for the last few years. I feel like it just sucks joy from things. And we love getting to build this company exactly how we want to and build it more intuitively, because we hear from so many of our friends that have brands with different investors, and they push them into fundraising all this money, leasing this big, amazing corporate HQ that's $50,000 a month and hiring all these people and then having to do all these layoffs and cutback when the recession, like just all these different things. And I never want us to be pushed into, we both don't want to be pushed into something that we intuitively don't feel is right for the brand. So keeping it in control of the two of us has been the best decision.
Yeah. And there was, you know, we had an opportunity. We were pretty in depth in talks with a growth capital firm that a couple of our friends' companies used. And we were super excited about what it could have meant. But then the main guy who we would have been essentially answering to, we were like, we don't like him.
Yeah.
He's really boring. We can't mess with him.
Yeah.
He doesn't get it.
Yeah, he doesn't get it.
We didn't want to answer to him. So we said no.
I mean, I think that's great advice too. I mean, not all money is good money, you know, and I think you guys will be set up in a place where you will have a lot of options and you'll be able to dictate the terms and what you want and how you guys can build the company. So I think that's great. As a fellow bootstrap lady, I totally understand and love it. So I want to talk a little bit about like stem cell research. So stem cell research and use continues to be a polarizing topic in the US. Obviously, it's a hot skincare ingredient that we're starting to see everywhere. So what discussions did you guys have around this when you were, you know, coming up with the concept, the brand identity, and like integrating in those types of ingredients?
Yeah, so there's a lot of confusion around stem cells and different types. So you can, in skincare, it's nothing is like embryonic or amniotic or anything relating to fetuses. Like it's just not even legal.
Yeah.
I don't even really think that that's legal in the States in any context. I think you have to like go to Europe or Mexico or something like that. But ours is donated purified collagen tissue that the lab goes through a process where it's almost like making a wig out of human hair. You know, it's like it's donated, it's on the up and up, it's cleansed, purified, and put into a version that is bioavailable for the skin to repair itself. So when you're feeding the skin perfect nutrition, especially skin that's been wounded or is in the healing phase, like scarring or, you know, talking about like wrinkles or textural damage, giving the skin exactly what it needs to repair itself, it's like finding the perfect nutrition.
Amazing. Yeah, I always am curious how it all sort of works, like when it comes to the different ingredients and stem cells, especially in skincare. I feel like in the last 3 to 5 years have been like the hot new thing that everyone's using. So it's helpful to get that type of information.
Yeah, I will add one thing, though. It's never just one ingredient that makes all the difference or that can be the one. Like, people are taught to look for certain ingredients, but then we like to educate on the ingredients that are in the background that can create all the harm, like the pore clogging filler ingredients. So you might find a product with stem cells in it, but it's only going to be a low percentage of the formula. It's less than 5%. So the main ingredients of any skincare are going to be things like ethyl hexyl pomatate or isopropyl myristate or some.
And these are bad.
Well, the ones I just listed are bad, but they're really common. But most products are, they have some sort of filler agent, and that's the bulk of it. So that's what we really like to educate people on. And then from there, you pick the active ingredients that are going to address the concern that you're targeting.
Yeah. And I think the fact that you guys include so much content education, like I would never even know what that ingredient is. Now I'm going to go look for it in like everything that I buy. So I think that's so awesome. And because of that, you really built this brand that has a thriving digital community. Like people are invested. Obviously, they're learning from you and then buying your products. You have over 62,000 followers on Instagram to date. So how do you build, engage, and maintain this, you know, social media community around your brand? And what advice would you have for CPG brands that are looking to create community like you did?
This is one of the first things that we invested in besides customer service. When we started hiring people on our team, it was a blend of customer service and social media. Mm-hmm. We knew that a huge part of our ethos at ClearStem is education. So we always like to find new digestible ways for people to be able to find the root cause of acne, because skincare can only get people so far. So people can be using our products, but if they're also using makeup that has pore cloggers or having eggs every single day, our skincare won't be able to work to its absolute best, and people won't be able to truly get their skin clear without identifying those. So we knew if we wanted our skincare to create the biggest difference in people's skin, we had to educate about the root cause of acne. So we do that in a few different ways. We love coming on podcasts like this. We have our blog, but most importantly, most of our customers do live on social media. So we find a lot of different ways to educate, and we don't necessarily follow the trends that are happening. You know, there's all like the songs and you can point to things and all that. But we come back to our, like, what does our customer want?
Right.
I mean, our customer loves infographics that they can save or share with a friend, where we share like, here are the top 5 foods that trigger acne. These are the supplements that trigger acne. Look out for these pore clogging ingredients, or this is how you check. And so we'll do videos, but we'll do a lot of savable and shareable content so people can re-reference it. It's a little challenging, like with reels that are just all about the trends and dancing. Like people can't really write that down. Like they're like pausing it all the time to like actually read it. And are they absorbing the information? It's a lot of really quick content. And we're really passionate about quality content and actually making a difference. So we like to create some of those easily digestible, shareable. You can screenshot it. You can save it to the notes section in your phone. Just making it really easy for people.
Yeah, I think social media is like that mix of educational and entertainment. Because I feel like for me, sometimes I'm like, I want to watch this cute dog. But then sometimes I'm like, wait, what did she say? I need to write this down.
Yes, you know? So exactly.
I think that's great that you guys are leaning into that. And as part of that, you also launched an ambassador program. So you brought some of your mega fans to the front. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Because I think that has become more of a strategy for a lot of companies to bring in some of these ambassadors, micro influencers into the mix to help them grow their business as well.
I am so proud of our team. We have over 800 ambassadors, and they are all phenomenal humans. All the ambassadors we work with are educators or have built a community some way on Instagram. People are coming to them for some type of advice or value the information that they provide. So make sure that we're always working with people that get our brand, that understand it, and most importantly, have had transformation themselves in their skin. So one of our core values at ClearStem is be one with the customer. So all of our employees on our team, our ambassadors, they all get it. They've been there. They've struggled with their skin, whether it was in their teenage years, in their adult years, their pregnancy years, menopausal years, whatever it is. We make sure that they have that same ethos as ClearStem. And we do a great like commission program for them. So they get the code to share. They get a commission on the back end. But really, they get to do whatever they want. They're just, you know, really a part of our ClearStem family. We even host master classes for them about every other month, where Danielle and I get on and we educate and we provide them more information that they can go and then share with their community to kind of just create a snowball effect. Our goal is to really spread this information about the root cause of acne, is to really reset what we've been told for so many years of what we think helps with acne versus what's actually causing it. So the more educators that we can work with and just continue to spread the word, the better.
Hey, Work Party listeners, let's take a moment to talk about something that can truly transform your skincare journey. This episode is an absolute game changer for me, and I know it will be for many of you too, because understanding our skin and identifying the triggers that cause acne and speed up aging is vital. And ClearStem Skincare delivers on that front. What sets ClearStem apart is their commitment to creating products that are both anti-aging and acne safe. No more sacrificing one for the other. They've even developed an incredible hormonal acne supplement that has already changed countless lives. Just take a look at the mind-blowing before and afters and testimonials. The founders of ClearStim Skincare are true experts in their field. They've revolutionized the industry with their anti-aging and acne-safe approach, based on years of experience running the renowned San Diego Acne Clinic. They understand the importance of addressing the root cause of acne and empowering you to take control of your skin's health. We all know the struggle. Acne products can be harsh on the skin, causing premature aging, while anti-aging products often lead to frustrating breakouts. But with ClearStim, you don't have to compromise anymore. Here's the best part. ClearStim Skincare is offering our listeners an exclusive 15% discount on their first order. Simply visit clearstimskincare.com and enter code WORKPARTY at checkout to claim this special offer. It's time to embark on a skincare journey that will leave you feeling confident, radiant, and in control. And if you're not sure where to start, don't worry. ClearStim Skincare has you covered with their amazing quiz. It not only recommends the right products, but also provides valuable lifestyle and dietary recommendations to support your skin's health. Don't wait any longer. Head over to ClearStim Skincare, enter code WORKPARTY, and let ClearStim Skincare transform your skin and your life.
So you've also talked about the importance of having a therapist for the health of the founders of the company, which I love this so much because it is a marriage. It is a marriage at the end of the day. It's a relationship at the end of the day. So it's really important to, you know, nurture that relationship. So can you talk a little bit about incorporating therapy into the business?
Yes, I'm a big believer. We both are, but just a huge, huge, huge believer that everyone needs and deserves a therapist. Life is complicated, especially today. And the unexamined life is not worth living, right? Who's the quote that that's from? But I don't know. In order to really live your fullest, happiest, thriving life, you've got to understand yourself, you know, your triggers, what you really want, your communication style, others' communication style, how to communicate with the people in your life to bring out the best in everyone, because otherwise it just leads to a lot of frustration and unnecessary suffering. So I've had my own therapist for a really long time, and Kaylee's had hers for a really long time too. And we just knew that when Kaylee moved to LA, because we were both in San Diego just grinding together every day. And when she moved to LA, we were also at a point in the company where things were starting to get really real. The checks I was writing were a lot bigger. The decisions we were making were a lot more consequential, and we didn't have a lot of the foundational understanding of how each other communicates to bridge the gap with the distance and the added pressure. So there were a couple good reflection moments. You know, I think it was some contract with an influencer and like a detail got missed that I thought you were in charge of because you knew more about that space, but like no one had ever talked about it. And just little things just came up. And I'm like, okay, we both deserve someone to help us in this next phase. So he's actually an executive coach and a therapist. He's skilled in businesses that are at a rapid scaling point too. Like he helped us do our core values exercise and our, you know, 3-year plan and all the other things that you do when you are serious about the trajectory of your company. So we've kept him on retainer for the last like 3 years, I want to say.
Yeah.
Nice. So our team gets to use him. If there's anything we need to, quote, clean up, which is a term he taught us. If there's anything you need to clean up, you know, from a conversation that didn't go so well, or if you feel like, you know, an employee didn't quite understand something during a review or any of those little things that come up that are, I shouldn't say little, big things that come up over the course of running a business, we have him there to neutralize and elevate all conversation and any discrepancies that might arise.
No, I love that so much. I think it's so important to have a like unbiased third party that has a window into your world that can give you that advice. Growing a business is hard. Scaling a business is hard. You know, it, especially to your point, a rapidly growing business. You're navigating an entirely new world and responsibility and teams. Oh, and you have to build the business and run the business and make the formulas and do all the things. So, you know, leadership is not something that is taught. It's learned. So I think that's really important to do. So you mentioned like your team can use it as well. You know, how are you prioritizing mental health within the company? But also like what have been some of the challenges? I know you mentioned a little bit of an example, but, you know, starting a company, what have been some of your challenges and what have been some of your biggest successes?
I'd say some of the challenges, and you briefly mentioned this, is a lot of founders aren't trained in management and leadership. Mm-hmm. You know, both of us didn't come from some senior level management position where we were running another company and then come over. We're starting this and we're figuring this out for the first time. So when it starts expanding beyond just Danielle and I mean, we have 10 employees now and agency partners that we work with. We're figuring out how to make sure people feel supported, but challenge and accountable and appreciated. And it's like, how do you do both at the same time? Like, how do you keep people accountable for what they're doing at the same time, making sure they're feeling really appreciated and encouraged while managing everything we have to do and the stresses that we're under and making sure that's not reflected upon all the employees, but making sure they also know what they need to accomplish. It's wild. So I think just in general, that has pushed us as humans in such way to really level up and learn a different style of communication and just what's needed from us. And sometimes what's needed from us isn't necessarily what we want to give all the time.
For sure. That's the biggest lesson there.
It's like shut down my ego in my head that wants to say this, because if I say this, how I'm really feeling, it's not going to be received well, and it's not going to be received in actually the way I want
it to. It's not going
to
give you the actual result you want anyway.
Exactly.
And we don't know how we are perceived as leaders. Yeah. We know how we think we're being perceived, but we don't know how it lands.
Yeah.
Like, we've never been our own boss.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
So the learning struggles with that have been pretty incredible. At the same time, I feel like those are massive successes. We love everyone on our team so much. I mean, everyone our team has been with us for a long time, except for we just have a brand new hire in the last few weeks, which we're really excited about and got to spend some time with her over the last few weeks in Austin. But our team is growing beautifully and they get along and the communication is great. And I feel like when there's little bumps, our team knows how to handle it and they know they have the resources and support to handle it at the same time. So we do get to really get through, go through all the struggles together and even bigger, celebrate the wins together.
I love everything you just said because it is so true. It's so, I always like to say there needs to be more of a human element to business because you're going to make a mistake. Your team's going to make a mistake. Everyone's going to make a mistake. It's like how you handle it and how you move on from it, from there is how it really kind of, you know, makes that difference. But I think everything you're saying is so accurate. And I think having that career coach, that third party, having each other too, very important. And like having that ability to bounce, you know, ideas off each other and say, how should I react to this? I think, you know, that's something that is extremely valuable. And 10 is such a good number. Wait till you guys get to 15 and 20.
Yeah, we know.
We're calling you.
We're ready for it.
Yeah. What do we do now? Yeah. No, it's just different. It's so funny. I always make a joke. I was like, when it was like 10 people, we'd all go out for like drinks after a big event. And like, and then it was like 20 people. And I realized, I'm like, oh, nobody wants me here anymore. I need to leave.
They're like,
I
can the boss leave so they can all talk about me?
Exactly. Like, I was like, oh.
That's team bonding. It's talking about you now.
Like, oh, our boss is still here. Lame.
Can she leave now so we can have fun?
Totally. It's a really sad day, but it's also like, you're like, okay, I guess
you're like, my kids are growing up. They don't want mom around.
They don't want me around. Yeah. It's a weird moment, but no, I love that for you guys. I think you guys are building absolutely how you should be building. And it's so awesome to hear your story. So what's next for the two of you and ClearStem?
Well, let's see here. We made a very good decision to tackle the internal causes of acne with our what's now our biggest seller by far. It's our hormonal acne supplement called Mind Body Skin. And it's meant to be a rival and an alternative to toxic pharmaceuticals that people have tried and they failed, or they don't want to do it anymore, or they're trying to get off of it. So everyone's on, you know, spironolactone, or they're still on birth control for their skin, or they're toying with acne, you know, trying to go on Accutane again or something. And there is nothing good as an alternative for them. So we created that.
Amazing.
So Mind Body Skin, it addresses all of the internal areas, like six different areas of the body that when they're out of whack, cause acne. So it's a very specific formulation, starts working in like a week for people. So that we knew it would transform people's lives, and it did it even bigger than we could have imagined. And we are such big, you know, we're into wellness. We're, you know, amateur biohackers. We're always shooting up peptides and fun things like that.
Love it.
So we're going to get more into the like nutraceutical space. So we're formulating an acne safe multivitamin. And then we're going to do more targeted anti-aging supplements that don't have a shit ton of biotin that are going to break you out. All the things that we love taking, we are formulating for our community. And then we are also working on a hairline right now because everyone blames the poor pillowcase for breaking you out. It's not
the
pillowcase.
And then convinces you have to buy a $200 pillowcase.
Yeah,
that's acne.
It's nonsense. It's the conditioner and the hair products that get on the pillowcase that get smushed into your skin while you sleep because your pores open up a lot while you sleep.
Interesting.
You get warm. So yeah, it's really difficult to formulate clean, meaning non-toxic, no hormone disruptors, and hydrating and acne safe. It is ridiculously hard. And we are perfectionists. So that's actually been in the works for about a year, but it's almost done.
Wow, that's so amazing. And I love everything you guys are doing because also it's what you guys want, you know? So you guys are the customer in that way as well, which I think makes for the best products, truly, because you're so passionate and you know what's happening. So many interesting fun facts. I'm like, gotta get rid of the eggs, gotta get rid of all the things, gotta go through and like my checklist of ingredients and make sure I'm doing all the right things. So this is so fascinating.
If I may provide some extra clarity, because I know there's people listening to this that are like, wait, how many eggs am I able to eat or stuff like that. I'd love to clarify the thing about vitamin dosages and the eggs. So if you're eating eggs every single day and you have acne like on your cheeks or in like a really inflamed part of your face where it's in your lymphatic zone, where it's in like almost like a highway, it's either like a parenthesis around the mouth or it's like on the neck near your lymph nodes, the eggs are going to be a trigger for you. Cut them out for about a month. Then you can reintroduce them and have them once a week and see how your skin responds. That way it's less overwhelming for people and they have an action plan for that. And then also for vitamins. So excessive vitamin D is probably the most controversial thing that we educate on. Vitamin D is incredible for our immune system, our bones, everything. Most people are legitimately deficient, but when you take it in supplement form and it's a standalone vitamin D, it'll generally have between 6 and 800% of your RDV. It's 6 to 8 times what you would normally be getting and it's in one straight shot. That is a problem because it's fat soluble, it stores up in your system, and it can trigger excess testosterone. And the relationship between vitamin D and raising testosterone is well known, but it's never put together like that for people struggling with acne. So we recommend that people stay around 100% RDV if they're going to take any in supplement form. With vitamin B12, stay below like 400% RDV. With biotin, about the same. And with zinc, stay below about 150% RDV.
Girl, I am blindly taking vitamins. I am just throwing them back.
Well, you're not acne prone. No, you're fine.
Yeah, so it's fine. But I'm like, I actually probably should research and figure out what I'm doing. I'm just like throwing it back. But no, I think that's great. Like advice in general, just it's all about like the dosage, the moderation, and to your point, the elimination, if that's the trigger that you have. So it's fascinating. So let's end with some rapid fire sentence finishers. A strong brand is
understanding your customer. In communicating correctly.
Loyal to your customer's best interests.
Mm. My favorite Clearsim product is?
Ooh.
I hate this question.
I know, all of them.
Like
I
love it.
Okay, I'm so torn. I mean, obviously the supplement has truly changed my life and so many others. So if I'm going just skincare, I just have to say our Clarity Serum. Mm. It is incredible for both acne and aging. So we nicknamed it the Blackhead Dissolver because it actually goes in your pores and eats away at the clog, at the same time stimulates collagen. And it's paired with vitamin C. And so the mandelic acid helps drive it farther into your pore to create a nice brightening effect. If you struggle with melasma or hyperpigmentation, it helps break that apart. So it is like the change maker.
Love that.
For sure. So aside from mind, body, skin, I'm going to say my favorite topical product is the Hydroglow Moisturizer. Most moisturizers break people out.
Mm-hmm.
So if you struggled with your skin, you're terrified of moisturizing, rightly so, because like over 90% of them have those pore clogging filler agents. So our moisturizer is completely acne safe and it has bakuchiol, which helps to stimulate collagen. So that's my favorite.
Love it. Love all the collagen. My biggest motivator is
our testimonials and our customer, like, oh my gosh, when people just, I remember when it started for us, as in we used to ask for testimonial videos all the time to be able to put on our Instagram. It's like, you know, we'll send you a free product if you leave a testimonial. We did that for so long. And then I remember one day it was like the tagged in feed on Clearsim and our personals was filled with just random people making testimonial videos and talking about us. Mm. And it fills me up so much because acne really, really hits your confidence. And there's a lot of people who have said no to dates, to relationships, to job interviews, haven't felt confident and good in their own skin for so long. And they're able to get clear skin when they go through both, go through all the acne trigger protocols that we have, but then also all of our skincare. And when they have clear skin for the first time, it's like they're a whole new, it's like they're themselves. They're finally in their own body, in their own skin, and do amazing things in this world. And I love being able to be a part of that for people.
That must be so empowering.
Yeah, relieving suffering.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for coming on Work Party. Can you tell everyone where they can follow you personally and also, of course, learn more about ClearSTEM?
You can find all things ClearSTEM across all social accounts, ClearSTEM Skincare, and we have a lot of education, Instagram, TikTok, all the things. ClearSTEMSkincare.com. We have a great skin quiz you can take if you are wondering where to start. And then we have an awesome pore clogging ingredients checker. So if you want to find out what current skincare, makeup, and hair conditioner are breaking you out, all you have to do is Google your products, copy and paste the ingredient deck into our checker, and it'll tell you if one of the ingredients is breaking you out. That way you can like really identify the culprit. And then you can find myself on Instagram at kaylee.christina and Danielle at Danielle the Acne Guru.
Amazing. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jacqueline.
For more inspiring conversations like this one, follow the Work Party podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to rate and review us or show us some love on social. We love seeing you tune in every week and share your favorite episodes. We're at Work Party on Instagram and at It's a Work Party on Facebook and Twitter. I'm your host, Jacqueline Johnson, and this is Work Party.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.